Somebody once wrote the following shiloh to Chaim Knievsky. He said that he was sleeping in his sukkah and he was having a hard time sleeping because of the noise that the neighbors were making. It was very noisy around the sukkah, and because of that, he couldn't sleep. And he wanted to know: is there a p'tur mitzvah min hasukkah? Is that enough of a p'tur mitzvah because of the noise that's coming min achutz that's stopping him from being able to sleep in the sukkah? And Reb Chaim wrote him back a letter, and he wrote Tzarech Iyun v'ayin gittin daf lamadal amad aleph. So he wrote back to Tzarechin, it's not Pashut, if that's a Ptur or not, and then he says, look, and get Daf Lamadal Amadalif. And this person looked at the letter, and he looked up the Gemara Gittin, and he couldn't figure out what in the world does getting Daf Lamadal Amadalif have to do with his Shiloh about sleeping in the Sukkah. And he showed it to a couple different people until one Tam Chacham realized what right away what Reb Chaim meant. He was referring to the Gemara over here on the Lamadal Amadalif towards the bottom of the Amadalif, but the Gemara brings down that it says, Amar Abai Minu Aminila, Rav Yehuda Ashkeli Gita Lachas Dem Yom Abira. Ubatli. So Rabbi Yehuda forced the son-in-law Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bira to write a get for his wife, and after he wrote it, the chasan, the baal, was mevatel again. Ashkeli, he forced him again to do it. Ubatli is mevatel get again. Hadar ton of Ashkeli al karchi, he forced him again to write the get. V'amar l'sahadi, this time he told the Edom, receive a kerba naichu v'chsayvelei. He told the Edom, take some type of kerry, some type of curry, some type of dala, some type of vegetable or gourd, and put it in your ears. And that way it will plug up your ear and you won't be able to hear his bittel. And if you don't hear his bittel, then the bittel won't be a bittel. And that way the get was able to be a good get because he wasn't able to be mevatel. So this person said, this is what Reb Chaim means. Reb Chaim said, you have a problem, you can't sleep in the sukkah because of the noise. But see, be careful by naichu, get yourself some earplugs, put it in your ear, and everything will be fine. That was the Gevaldike Bekiyas of Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim was kula taras. And instead of just saying, get earplugs, his way of saying earplugs was, I'm getting lamadal amad aleph. That's the reference in Shas to earplugs. The Siva Kerbai Naicha, and that was his Eitzah to take care of the problem of the noise in the Sukkah.